guys. Welcome back to Open Language. This is Lisa.
And this is Adam.
So today we're talking about something that is really important to everyone, especially if you are traveling in a foreign country and want to go shopping.
Right. And especially if you are a man, because men love shopping, right?
Oh, yeah. So much shopping.
So today it's not about men. It's not about women. It is, of course, about all of us, because we all need to wear clothes and we are all different sizes.
And sizes are different in every country. So today we're going to be talking about U.S. sizes.
So today our American friends are Lana or Lana? Lana or Lana?
Usually I say Lana.
Lana, okay. She is the customer and the sales associate. Well, we don't really know his name. Let's call him Joe Bob.
Sure, why not Joe Bob?
All right, well, let's find out what Lana and Joe Bob have to say.
Sounds good to me.
Hi there. Do you need help finding a size for that dress?
Yes, please. The clothing sizes are so different here, so I'm not sure what size I need. I usually wear a small or extra small.
I think your dress size is a 2, but our sizes run large, so you might even be a 0.
Okay. What about jean sizes?
Your waist looks like a 25, and your length is probably a 30, but that's hard to come by.
Well, I prefer loose-fitted jeans, so maybe I'll try the 26 and the 27 on for size.
Sure, but I think the 27 will be too big in the hips. Do you want high-waisted, mid-rise, or low-rise jeans?
High-waisted. Could I also try on these dress pants in a 26?
Dress pants come in sizes like 2 and 4, so I'll get you a 2.
Oh, this is so confusing. Thanks so much for your help.
No problem.
Okay, so we just heard that dialogue between Lana and the sales associate. And it starts off with the associate asking, do you need help finding a size for that dress?
Okay, pretty common question that you are going to hear in a shopping mall or in a store.
Yeah, especially if you are just looking through the clothes, right?
Right. So, of course, the key word for today is size. Size.
Size. So you guys are probably pretty familiar with this word. Usually it refers to, you know, small, medium, large, but we have lots of different sizes, and that's what we're going to talk about today.
Right. Not only do we have lots of different sizes, we also have so many different ways to use this word size.
For sure. So here it's being used as a noun, but you can also use size as a verb when you want to say change the size of something.
Right, exactly. We also say get something sized, right?
Yeah, and that's when you pay someone to change the size for you.
Usually a tailor.
Yeah. So it's not only used for clothes, though. We can also say upsize to increase the size.
Yeah, that's going to be at like McDonald's.
Yeah, they always ask, like, would you like to upsize the drink for 30 cents?
Right, then you get this really, really big cup of cola. Actually, McDonald's, they used to call it supersize.
Yeah, but I think they got rid of it after a documentary of the same name came out.
People got too fat. Too many supersized colas made people too fat. So yeah, they decided no more supersize.
That's right. But since, you know what, everyone is a different size, we need lots of different clothing sizes.
Yes, exactly. So as you can imagine, clothing sizes, it's the size of your clothes. But Lisa, I have a question. Why don't we say clothes sizes? Why is it clothing sizes?
Well, it's actually pretty simple. The reason is because clothes sizes is actually really hard to say.
It is, yeah, clothes sizes. Well, you have so many clothes sizes.
Yeah, so clothing is an adjective and it's much easier to say. So it's probably best if you just say clothing sizes.
Right, exactly. So it sounds like Lana or Lana, she usually wears a small or extra small.
Yeah, so extra small is normally the smallest size, but some places have double extra small.
Right. Now, of course, if you look on the tag on these clothes, you're probably going to see an S, right? That means small. Extra small, you are not going to see an ES, though. You will see...
XS for extra small.
Mm.
And for double extra small, it has two X's and then an S.
And of course, you know, not everybody is extra small. Some people, like the people who supersize their colas, they're extra large.
Right, so you'll see an X and an L.
Or an XXL for our very, very large friends.
Exactly. All right, so usually the sizes that come in small, medium, or large, or extra large are usually shirts and sometimes dresses. But we also have specific dress sizes.
This is where I might have to take a break for a second because I don't understand dress sizes.
Yeah. But usually the sizes start around zero and they go up from there. They can get up quite high. I'm actually not sure how high, just because there are, as we said, a lot of different sizes for different people.
Right.
Now, since she's a small, she's probably going to be about a 2.
All right.
But at this store, their sizes run large, so she might be a 0.
Okay, so I'm trying to get my brain around this. Our sizes run large. Okay, so first of all, the dresses are running somewhere. And then because they're large, then they are somehow a 0.
Yeah, so this is really confusing, right? But run large actually means that their sizes are larger than other brands.
Okay, so you're saying that run just kind of means like to be, like are.
Yeah, so it is kind of like B or are made. So they are made large.
Okay, yeah. Because every store, as we have learned in this lesson and as we will continue to show, are totally different. So once we finish talking about dress sizes, then we have to talk about jean sizes.
So jeans come in many different sizes. But just a note here, we're saying jean sizes. We're not saying jeans sizes.
Yeah, and I think it's for the same reason, right? Like jeans sizes is very difficult to say. Like clothes sizes and jeans sizes.
For sure. So in that case, we just prefer to say jean.
And of course, jean is also referring to the material, right? Like when I say jeans, I think about a pair of jeans. I am currently wearing a pair of jeans. But when I think about jean, I just think about the material.
That's right. So we could also just say denim.
Denim,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But one of the most important things when it comes to picking out your jean size is your waist size.
Okay. So now I don't know how you girls feel about your waists. Guys, we pay a lot of attention to our waist size.
Yeah, so your waist is that kind of middle part of your torso, I guess.
It's under your belly.
That's right.
For some people, it is your belly.
Yeah, and that is really important because your jeans have to fit around your belly.
Yes, exactly. So jean size, I do understand jeans size for guys, but I'm guessing it's different for girls. It must be different for girls.
Yeah, it just starts lower. So a lot of jean sizes might start at around 23 or 24, and they will go up from there.
Okay.
So these are a little bit different than the earlier sizes when we were talking about like 2, 4, and 6. 2, 4, 6, those all go by even numbers.
Okay.
But here you're not skipping any numbers. You have 25, 26, 27, and these are all waist sizes.
Okay, well for guys, at least for me, I've been at 29 for a long time. And Lisa's right. They are available. It's not just 26, 28, 30, 32. It's just difficult to find.
Yeah. And one thing that's really difficult to find is a 30 length.
Yes, exactly. So length here is just how long the jeans are.
And length, you could use this for anything, like the length of a room, and that would be how long the room is.
You can also use it for time, right? Like a length of time. For example, the length of a minute is 60 seconds.
But here we're talking about the length of someone's jeans, and a size 30 is really hard to come by because the standard size here is usually a 32 or 34 for length.
Right. Okay, so hard to come by, not easy to find.
Yeah, so a lot of things can be really hard to come by. For example, in Canada, a lot of brands, like a lot of American brands, are hard to come by.
Yeah, but we're so close to America, so it's okay.
Yeah, so usually we just like go over there and buy some, right?
Mm, exactly. What else could we say? Oh, ladies, you could say a good man is hard to come by.
Definitely. But you know what? Some things are easier to come by, right?
Such as?
Well, you could say a good restaurant.
Yeah, especially in Vancouver. There's so many restaurants.
For sure, for sure.
But a cheap restaurant, that's hard to come by here.
That's very true. All right, so if you like to eat at restaurants like a lot of us in Vancouver, then maybe you need some loose-fitted jeans.
Yeah, exactly. And we've talked about tight fits before, and you know, a lot of people, especially young people, like to wear tight jeans. But you know, the older you get, the more food you eat, you don't want things to be tight. You want them to be loose.
That's right. So loose means that there is extra room.
Yes, exactly.
So your stomach can kind of move out while you're eating.
Yeah, exactly. Or maybe you have, you know, really like big legs. Maybe you are a runner or something, or someone who likes to ride a bicycle a lot. And in that case, you don't really want tight jeans. You want more of a loose fit.
So the fit just describes how it is on your body.
Exactly. And you'll see loose fitted, loose fit, in a loose fit. There's so many different ways we use this. The key word is loose.
That's right. And if you want to say the opposite, you can say fitted jeans.
Right. Yeah, those are the ones that it's almost like you are not wearing jeans. It's like they just took some blue paint and just painted.
Yeah, they're quite tight.
Quite tight, exactly.
All right, but she wants loose-fitted jeans, but she's not sure kind of what size is better. So she's going to try the 26 and the 27 on for size.
Okay.
So if you're trying something on for size, it means that you're trying it just to check the size.
Exactly. Because maybe these jeans, you know, you don't even care about the color. You just want to know, okay, this store, a 26 means this. Or 27 means that.
That's true. And people usually try things on for size when they want to go home and buy it online.
Yes, exactly. Now, it sounds like the sales associate understands jeans pretty well. Like, I think he can probably look at any customer coming in and just say, oh, you're a 27, or you're a 28, or you're whatever.
That's right. And he can tell that the 27 will be too big in the hips.
Ooh, the hips don't lie.
No, they don't. Okay, so this might be a little bit confusing, right? Too big in the hips. It just means that it's going to be too big around your butt area.
Right. Now, notice here how we don't say your hips, because that might sound a little impolite.
That's right. So we're just going to say the hips.
The hips. And we could really use this pattern for any body part, right? Like, it's going to be too loose in the chest, or if you're like our friend Spencer, I'm sure a lot of shirts are very tight in the chest.
It could also be too wide in the thighs, or too tight in the arms.
Yes, any body part and any clothing related adjective will just work wonderfully. Just remember not to say your arms, your chest, your hips. It's just in the hips.
That's right. Just a note here, though, we can also say around the hips instead of in the hips, and it basically means the same thing.
Okay.
All right. But beyond the size, we also have to consider the type of waist. So you have high-waisted, mid-rise, and low-rise jeans.
Low-rise. Yeah. Yes. Okay. So high-waisted, this style, you will see this a lot. I think more and more these days, girls like to wear this, where the jeans are very, very high, like above your belly button.
Yeah, so that's the style that's really in right now. Just a note, though, you can say high-waisted or you can say high-rise.
Okay. So speaking of rise, we also have... Well, let's start with low-rise because those are the ones that I like. Those are not in style anymore, unfortunately.
No, they were in style about like 10 years ago.
Yeah,
right?
And yeah. 10 years ago, I found, you know, this perfect pair of jeans that just fit so well. And now it's very, very difficult to find.
Yeah, so low rise, those are the ones that fit really kind of low in the waist or almost like, I guess, at the top of your hips.
Yeah, exactly. And they're great for skinny people like me, but they're not too skinny. Because the problem is for me, I can't wear mid-rises because for me, the mid-rise, I'm sure you guys can guess, it's somewhere between high and low. Even those are too high for me.
Yeah, so low-rise is really good for skinny people.
Skinny people with long legs and a very, very, very short torso.
Yeah, also smaller hips, right? So high-waisted pants, you often have to have kind of bigger hips to wear them.
Right, right.
Okay, but it seems that Lana here wants high-waisted jeans. But she also sees a pair of dress pants, and she says, can I try on these dress pants in a 26?
Okay, so dress pants, these are probably for work, maybe for something more formal.
Yeah, so dress pants, you can think of those nice black pants that you normally wear to work. It doesn't mean that they're like wide. They don't look like a dress. It's just more formal.
Right. Yeah. This word dress is always, it can be a little confusing because it does mean, you know, like a lady's dress. It could mean just clothes in general, or it can mean, you know, the verb to put on clothes. So there is a lot going on with that word.
For sure. But yeah, just remember when it's on its own, it means that kind of one-piece outfit. But when it's used as an adjective, it usually just means a formal outfit.
Now, the thing that is confusing me, again, I thought at least with the jeans, I understood what we were talking about. But now it sounds like dress pants don't come in the same sizes as jeans. They come in sizes just like before, like 2 and 4 and these very small numbers.
Yeah, so that's really confusing. But first, let's look at the word come in. So come in is a word that we use to describe the kind of style, the sizes, the material, shapes, and colors that a piece of clothing is normally made in.
Okay.
So for example, I could say that it comes in a small, medium, and large, but it doesn't come in an extra large.
Okay. Or maybe, you know, it comes in cotton, but it doesn't come in some other material.
That's right. And like I said before, we can also use it for colors. So I could say it doesn't come in red.
And this is where we can use this beyond just clothing, right? Like the iPhone comes in all kinds of different colors.
That's right. And you can use this when you're at the store too, right? What kinds of colors does this phone come in?
Right, exactly. Well, we're not sure if Lana here actually buys any of these clothes. It sounds like she's very confused, as I am still a little confused. Not sure if you guys are still confused. If you are, might I suggest that we listen to that dialogue one more time?
You know what? That sounds like a very good idea.
All right.
Hi there. Do you need help finding a size for that dress?
Yes, please. The clothing sizes are so different here, so I'm not sure what size I need. I usually wear a small or extra small.
I think your dress size is a 2, but our sizes run large, so you might even be a 0.
Okay. What about jean sizes?
Your waist looks like a 25, and your length is probably a 30, but that's hard to come by.
Well, I prefer loose-fitted jeans, so maybe I'll try the 26 and the 27 on for size.
Sure, but I think the 27 will be too big in the hips. Do you want high-waisted, mid-rise, or low-rise jeans?
High-waisted. Could I also try on these dress pants in a 26?
Dress pants come in sizes like 2 and 4, so I'll get you a 2.
Oh, this is so confusing. Thanks so much for your help.
No problem.
All right, Adam, we've talked a lot about ladies' sizes.
Ladies!
But we haven't talked much about men's sizes.
Right.
So tell me, what sizes do men's jeans normally come in?
Again, I really only know my own size, which is a 29, but sometimes it's a 30, but sometimes it's a 32. It always depends on the store.
Yeah, different brands have many different sizes, right?
It's really, really, it's not so much confusing, it's just more annoying.
Yeah, it can be pretty frustrating because it means you have to try everything on again.
Yes, exactly, exactly. So I think a lot of guys are like me. Like, that's the reason guys don't like shopping. If one pair of jeans was, you know, a 30 in one store and a 30 in another store and a 30 in another store, I think guys would probably enjoy shopping, you know, a little bit more because it wouldn't be so confusing.
That's true, that's true. But tell me, is there a difference with men's dress pants or is it just the same?
Okay, guys, I have a little something to confess here. I don't wear dress pants very often. In fact, I always wear jeans, even when I'm supposed to wear dress pants.
Ah, I see.
But that's not to say I have never bought dress pants. I'm pretty sure it's the same size. I'm pretty sure. I could be wrong. If you guys know the difference between men's jean sizes and men's dress pant sizes, maybe you could let me know.
Yeah, so add all of that information into the comments. Also, we would like to know if you have any trouble when you are traveling abroad and you are shopping for clothing.
Yes, and of course, we know that probably 99% of you buy 99% of your clothes online. So how does that work for sizes? Do you usually find the right size?
Yeah. Or do you end up having to return the clothing because it doesn't quite fit right?
Ugh, no wonder guys hate shopping. Anyway, as always, thank you for listening. I hope that all of your clothes come in the right sizes. And we'll see you next time.
Yep, see you then.